Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Hello. Nice to chat to you. So I am recently quite a new member to the MS Society here in York and Rydale. And I was just wondering, because you seem like you're the person in charge of everything, so I was just wondering if I could chat to you a little bit about what the Society does and how it helps people.
Yeah, no problem.
Cool. So what made you get involved with the Society?
I don't like unfairness. So I wasn't diagnosed in York, I was diagnosed somewhere else.
Right.
And the consultants, the MS nurses and the local group were brilliant. They supported you in every way. This was especially important for newly diagnosed.
Yeah.
I naively thought it was like that all over the country. And when I moved to York, I found out it wasn't. So I got in touch with MS Society. They said you could either sit and complain or do something about it. So I decided to do something about
it. You chose to do something about it.
Yeah.
And that's why.
That's why I'm sat here now going, why did I get involved in all this? But yeah, no, I just don't like unfairness. It was, to me, it was wrong that because of where I lived, I got better treatment. So.
And how long ago, if you don't mind me asking, were you diagnosed?
Officially 2012, but how long I had it before that, no idea. But now I know what I've got. It all makes sense.
And what type of things does the Society do then? How would you say that you help people with MS?
Most important thing we've done is to get full-time nurses. Because when I came up here, there was one part-time nurse who did 2 days a week for about 800 patients. We campaigned with press, MPs, hospital, just generally became a pain in the ass for the hospital. And in the end, we got a full-time nurse, and now we've got a second full-time nurse. We work very closely with them. We put on newly diagnosed days. We do information days. We support them in every way. They support us. And I hope now it's a better thing for people. Well, you're newly diagnosed, right?
I am.
How it was for you is a lot better than it was for me.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot better. It's definitely helped, I think, meeting other people and learning about their symptoms and stuff and their experience. And also things that the Society organises as well, such as trips, day trips, meals. You've got your coffee morning as well. And how do you manage to fund all of that?
Fundraising. Either we do it or we get other people to do it for us. Like the two nurses.
Like Julie.
Julie and Sophie, yeah.
Who we hear a lot from.
The thing with the group is it's the ideas that come from the group, we try to make it happen, if that makes sense. So
yes.
It's not just, you know, we don't pick what we want to do. It's like if members want to do something, we'll try and support them and we'll try and get them through that.
Right. And do you get anything at all from the hospital in terms of funding or anything like that? Or are you entirely self?
No, it's all self-funded. We don't even get anything from the MS Society. So all the money that we have to sort of raise it ourselves, which is why lockdown was a big worry for us.
Right.
Obviously, people still wanted to keep in touch, but we had no funding coming in. So that's where we came up with the idea of the online thing, but we did it with five other groups for the reason that we need to save money.
Yeah.
But that five groups has now worked after lockdown, and it's still continuing. Like, we do the funding for Fight Back for Justice, which is people's benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Again, five groups are doing that. To be honest, in a way now, when we think of projects, we don't worry about size, because we know that four other groups will get involved with us. According to the MS Society, that's quite unique. But to us, it just seems common sense.
And are they all linked to the MS Society, each of the sort of local ones that you have? Are they kind of linked, or are they independent?
They're all their own individual groups, but before lockdown, the MS Society had a complete rebranding, but in the olden days, we used to have like regional meetings. So these were groups that we'd meet maybe every 6 months or so. So I knew them, I knew to chat to them, and it just seemed logical when lockdown came in to get in touch with people that I knew, and they were happy to go along with the idea. The only one that was very lucky is we started the online exercise, yoga and meditation, and I looked for another group. And by pure chance, I got leads first. It came up and I saw there was a lady there, did the class, got in touch with her, and then that just took off from there. But again, it was pure luck.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of the online exercise advertised on the Facebook group. Can you tell me a little bit about sort of the sportability? Because I know you do a lot of sportability events, which make sports completely accessible for whatever ability you are, which is really great. It's a real benefit as far as I'm concerned.
Again, that was pure luck. Going back to
good
when
luck.
We first started, we didn't have the money, so everything we had to do was on the cheap. So that's why we use Facebook, because it doesn't cost any money. And again, by pure chance, I saw this thing called Sportability. But then when I went to one of the events, I think it was Clyding, it was actually a lady from Pontefract who's got MS herself. She was in a similar thing, but she used to go to Sportability down south. And she sort of said to them, why isn't there any events up north? And they went, because they've got nobody to run it. She went, well, that's not right. So they said to her, well, then you run it. So it's a bit like us, right place, right time. So again, it was finding one by pure chance on Facebook, two, the fact that she had MS, we had something in common, and our story sort of matched, and we supported them as long as we've gone along.
Yeah, it's great. So you can do things like gliding, canoeing.
Axe throwing.
Axe throwing?
Yeah. You look around coffee morning, there's some people you think, I wouldn't trust them with an axe.
No,
but there
I'm
going to
say. They're angry without an axe.
Some of them are sat here today as well.
So it obviously is very well attended, and it seems like you must do a lot of good work sort of within the community. If somebody feels like they are newly diagnosed or they know somebody who's already living with MS and they would like to join, how can they get in contact with you?
Again, the good thing we have is because of the relationship with the nurses, we know that everybody with MS will see the nurse.
Will see the nurse, right.
She's on our Facebook group. She has all our documentation. She has a business card. So as part of like the induction when you first meet her, she'll tell you about us, and she'll give you the email address, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it's all there. And what I hope logically is if anybody who's newly diagnosed thinks, well, if the nurse has joined this lot, it makes sense for me to join. So in a way we're lucky, because if anybody's got MS, they'll see the nurse, they'll know about us, so we don't have to push it that much.
Right, fam. And other than that, your Facebook group is Your From Rider MS, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah, there's two. There's one that's a public page, which is a notice board.
Right.
Because again, trial and error from starting, we found that nobody would post anything personal. Which is understandable because you don't want the whole world to see it. Private group, completely different. Only the people on the group can see it. And if you go on there and you join, you'll find there's posts nearly every day. So it's quite an active group. Whereas if you look at the other MS groups, they have no posts. And I'm sick of telling them, but they're a bit like, why won't people post? I mean, because they don't want the whole world to know what's wrong.
That's true.
And it's common sense.
It is very good. I always post things on there. No, that's great. So if anybody is struggling and needs to get in contact, then definitely is Your From Rider MS Society. And Tony, thank you very much for your time and for all the fundraising that you do. Nice to chat to you, and hopefully chat to you again soon.
Can I have your tea now?
You can have your tea, yes.
Thank you very much.